Okay, the boys say today's daf is daf pei. We're holding ayin tes amid beis amareish lakish. Rabbi Zamoichel, please put yourself on mute. Thank you. You recall yesterday we learned the Mishnah towards the bottom of ayin tes amid beis. Let's just look at the first two, three lines once again. Mishiyotzehu v'ishto l'medina seyam. Person went traveling to medina seyam with his wife. And now, years later, he comes back. Ubahu v'ishtoi ubanav. Baruch Hashem, now he has a nice mishpacha. V'yomar, and he tells all the people when he returns. Isha shiyatzase imi l'medina seyam. Harizu, you see this young lady? I know none of you recognize her, but this is the same young lady that I married 10 years ago, and here she is.
She aged.
She hasn't aged, Baruch Hashem. She's still as beautiful as she was. Ve'ilu b'nei, and these are her children. So now the question is, if these children eventually, Mirtisham, when these children eventually grow up, and they're going to want to marry, do we have to go and prove their yichus? As you remember, we had an earlier Mishnah, Daf Ayin Vav. You have to go back 4 imohois, and the Mishnah said that's 4, that's 8, and then we had the Gemara 12, 16. You have to go back a couple of generations to determine the yichus. Especially if you're talking about kahuna. So it says, the Mishnah, Ein Tzorach Lavi Raya. At this point, you don't have to bring a raya. Loi al isha, v'loi al habanim. Why don't you have to bring a raya on the isha of the banim? Says Rashi, very simple. Vis-a-vis the isha, we assume that the bedika was done at the time that this man married her. Already then, they did the bedika sayichus, and since he's saying that she is the same person, we believe him that it's the same wife, so we don't have to go and be boydik again. We already did all the drishva chakir at that time. And since the Elu Benea, these are her kids. Now, how do I know that these are her kids?
So if you
so says Brother Shai, and if you go straight to the Gemara, every case in the Mishnah is talking about that the children are cleaving to her. They're holding on to her apron, holding on to her hand. They're not letting her go. So we see that these are the children, and if we don't have to ask any questions. The yichus of the mother was already established years ago. We know that these are the children just by their physical actions, and therefore, it's a done deal. You don't have to do any more yichus checking or inspecting.
Isn't it odd length, I'm sorry, that he says these are her children instead of saying these are our children?
It's probably because at the end of the Mishnah there was another case when a person had two wives. And the question was, it's the first wife and the second wife, probably to distinguish between that case and this case. That's why he said these are her children, as opposed to, in the Sefer, the other woman's children. But getting back to our Gemara, the very bottom of the Amid, Amar Reish Lakish, that we rely on this Kruchim Achareha for Yichus purposes, Lo Yishanu Ela Bekachi Hagvul. This is only for purposes if he happens to be a Kohen. And they want to go and eat Truma, then you don't have to bring any further Rais, since we know that he was a Kohen. And we assume, not that we assume, we knew at the time that they got married that she was a Miyuchases, meaning that she was Ksheira Lekuna. So the children that were born are Baruch Hashem Kehanim, they're not Chalolim. So therefore you're allowed to go and give them Truma based on the previous Yichus checking of years ago and the Kruchim Acharel of today. Avli Yachsin Loi. What means Yachsin? If there happened to be daughters among these children, and they want to go and marry Kohanim now or in the future, then you still have to go and be boidik their yichus. In other words, the chazakah that you have, because of the cleaving and the krucha machareah, it's a beautiful chazakah, but it only helps that much, only for purposes of truma eating now. But to go and marry other men in the future, the bonois would not be able to until they do a new bedika check on them, that they happen to be, in fact, the daughters of that young lady. That's Reish Lakish.
Wouldn't they have to do it anyway, just like we had the Mishnah earlier, that it's the Kohanim who will marry them will have to check their 8 mothers, 12 mothers, 16 mothers,
etc. So the good news is we already have a certificate vis-a-vis the mother.
We can append their yichus to that.
Thank you.
That answers my question.
No problem. Rabbi Yochanan goes one step further. This chazakah that these, are her children, helps even for yichus, so that when Mi'at Hashem, when they go and are looking for chasanim, they do not have to do a new yichus brief or yichus checking, because we can rely on the yichus of the mother and the chazakah that these are her children because of the keruchim achareh. Now this, that Rabbi Yochanan holds, that chazaka is so strong, even for yichus, is Rabbi Yochanan Latame. Yad Rabbi Yochanan Latame, Rabbi Yochanan goes, Lishitos in Merchia Bar Abba, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Malkin ala chazakois, and soiklin v'sarvin ala chazakois, v'ein sarvin truma ala chazakois. What Rabbi Yochanan says, and we're going to explore each one of the cases momentarily, that just based on a chazak alone, we'll give malkis. Based on a chazak alone, we could go and administer soiklin, skila, and sreif. But based on a chazak alone, we will not be able to go and be soreif the truma. It'll be toilin v'loy sarfin. Tomorrow we'll go through all the cases. Zokimar malkin ala chazakis k'Rav Yehuda. The Om Rav Yehuda. Huchzika nida bishchein oiseha. What happens if we have a lady where the chazaka was that she was a nida? Now, how do we have a chazaka that a woman is a nida? Explains Rashi that b'yom meheim, the custom was that women that were nidos had special big day nidos. What was the reason for that big day nidos? That was a sign, my husband, stay away from me because of the fact that I'm a nida. And that was the custom that everybody, all the women during their periods of nida, they had special begotten. Okay, so you have Sprinza, who lives here in the neighborhood, and one day morning, everybody saw that she was wearing her big day nidos, and everybody said, oh, I know, she must have gotten a period last night. And that's why she's a nida. And then guess what? And then there are two people that notice that the husband wishes to go and live with his wife, Benidusa. And they give him hasra. And they say, husband, if you're going to go and live together with your wife, you're going to be over an iser. And if you're going to be over an iser, you're going to go and get malkis. Now, it's true that if there was no hasra, and if we didn't give malkis, then the person would be chayiv kares. That's one of the chayiv krisis. However, the Mishnah in Masechta Sanhedrin tells us that if they gave hasra or the malkis, then they would get malkis, and then they would be potter min ha-minakars. Anyway, Yom Rabbi Yehuda, Hochzik HaNidah B'Shchein Yisrael, Ba'ala Loika Le'a Misham Nidah. So now, when the two Edom come to Bezin, and they say, we can be made, that we saw that the husband and wife were together in the room, etc., and therefore they were over on the in Isser Nidah, so all the Bezin has to say now is, okay, we're done. They don't have to go and first bring a rai that she was a Nidah. Why don't we, I mean, the rai they have to bring is that they had a cheskas nida. But nobody has to go and be made that we saw actual blood in terms of ksamim or in terms of a flow. That's not necessary. The chazak is enough to go and combined with the maisa bi of the baal with the isha to go and give malkis based on chazaka alone. So that's the rai of malkin ala chazakas. Now, soiklin v'sarfin ala chazakas. What is that? Ki rabba ravuna, diyam rabba ravuna. Ish v'isha tinnik v'tinoikis. Sheikdilu v'toich habayis. Niskolin ze al ze. V'nistrofim ze al ze. What happens if you have a man and a lady together with a whole bunch of kinderlach, and they all emigrate here to New York from Australia. And one morning they come into shul. Oh, so nice to meet you. What's your name? Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and these are kinlach. Oh, that's so beautiful, that's so nice. And then they went and rented an apartment, or they bought a house, and they lived there for the next 10, 15 years. Now, nobody here in New York was at the chasana, and nobody in New York even knew them before they came in. However, it looks like a wonderful family. The husband seems to be a Talmud Chacham, and the wife seems to be a Gemelas Chesed, and the children are learning fine there in the Talmud Torah, in the Bisyakov. It's really a lovely, lovely family. It's great. And then guess what happens? One day, Rachmon Litzlan, two people say, we saw how the son of this Ishvi Isha, the Tinnik has now grown, he's now over 9 years old, or since we say in the Skolim, he's already over Bar Mitzvah, and unfortunately he lived with his mother. And we have two other Edom that say that the Tinoikis is now already Bat Mitzvah, and she lived with her father, Rachmon Litzlan. Now, when they come to Bezin, all they go and tell us is that they made us. They give hasra to the Ishvi Isha, Tinnik for Tanoikis, don't do it. And they say they're made that they did do it. What's the halacha now? So if you're talking about that it was the mother together with the son, when a son, Nebuch, lives together with his mother, that's a din of skila. And based on their edus, we're going to go and give skila. Even though nobody proved in Bezdin initially that this was a son and a mother. It's just that since they've been living here for so many years as a family unit, even though nobody ever proved that this is a father, mother, and children, but certainly looks like it. I mean, everybody in town says, sure, I know Mr. Smith, I met them, they're nice people, and they're children. Blah, blah, blah. So you don't have to go and prove the fact that it's a family. That's a chazaka. You see that they look like a family, act like a family, so it's a family. All you need now is the edus only on the maisa bia. So if you have edim that said, bo haben ala isha, is a den of skila. On the other hand, if you have edim that say that the father lived with a daughter, the Torah says that that type of iser is an oinish of sreifa. So therefore says Rabbi Yochanan, we see from this Rabbi Barafuna, that ish v'isha tiri v'traik is, there's skila and sreifa just based on a chazaka of law. And in fact, the Gemara is going to tell us a real life story, unbelievable. Amr Shimon Pazi, Amr Shimon Levi, Mishim Bar Kapara. Maisa, there was a story. Be'isha Shabasli Yushalayim, a lady now emigrated to Yushalayim from somewhere else. Betinik Murkav Lo Alksei, for when she originally came in, she had a child that was riding on her shoulders, like piggyback. And Vigdi Lasai, and she lived in Yushalayim together with this child for the next 15 years. And then subsequently, people heard. Did you hear what happened? You know that Mrs. Smith, and together with the Tinnik, oh, he was such an adorable kid. Well, now it's 15 years later, 18 years later, there are two Adam that are made that unfortunately the Isha lived together with the Tinnik. Uba'aleha, Nebuch, there was beer between them. The Adiyam of Ezdin, the Sakam, and they actually gave them skila. Loimim Neishim and Ovadai, nobody knows for sure that this was the mommy of this child, because nobody was there in the nursery, in the hospital when this happened. Nobody even knows for sure what the whole circumstance is. It seems to be a single mother based on this Gemara with a tinnik. I don't know. Since all the years we saw that the child was pulling on her apron and holding on to her and cleaving to her and all the rest. So the assumption is that that's the mommy and that's the child. So we see once again a real life story that's soiklin based on chazaka. So just before we continue now, so Rashi says, since I see that Rabbi Yochanan agrees with all of this, the cycle of Sorfan al Chazakos is Kolshkein, he's going to hold that you can rely on a Chazaka for purposes of Yichus Lihechsher Kohuna, for purposes of afterwards Kehanim wanting to marry the daughters of this man who went Lamdina Sayyam with his wife and came back 10 years later, 20 years later. And we don't want to know about these daughters. Rish Lakish says you're going to have to do a new Yichus. Says Rabbi Yochanan to do yichus. It's a chazaka. You see that they're a family unit. Even for skila and sreifa, I would allow for going and administering skila and sreifa based on a chazaka. Certainly, to allow for chasana, we rely on the chazaka that she is kasheira lekuna. However, the ein tzorif in truma chazaka. When it comes to burning truma, now we do not rely on a chazaka, but we have a rule of toilin. Toilin means le'oichlin v'le'i sarfin. When you hear about truma that you suspect became tamei, you don't know with vado'us, you only know a chazaka that it probably became tamei. In such a case, Rabbi Yochanan does not go the full 9 yards to go and say that sarfen al chazakas. Here he says the ain't sarfen. And we'll soon see in the Gemara why. If you're willing to give skila and sreifa based on a chazaka, the chori should certainly be willing to go and burn truma based on a chazaka. The Omer of Shimon Lakish, sarf and chazakos. Rish Lakish says we are soidev. Rabbi Yochanan Omer ain't sarf. The Azal Tamais. So give me an example. What are we talking about? So we give each one goes l'shita soid. Now we learned in the Mishnah. Tinik shenimtzim b'tzad ho'isa u'botzik b'yavei. You have a mommy that is going and kneading the dough, and she goes out of the kitchen for a moment. Her little child is walking around. And when she comes back, she notices that the child was able to go and take a chair, stand up on a chair, and you look in his hand and you see that he has some of the batzik, some of the dough in his hand. And Rashi says, and there's no question we're talking about from this Isa, not that he took Isa from somewhere else. Obviously, he snatched a piece of Isa, which was there in the bowl, in the kneading bowl, and he has it now in his hand. The question is, does the Isa become tamei as a result of this tinnik? Now the tinnik is not born tamei, and there's no reason why just the tinnik touching the isa would be matamid. But as we'll see, the problem is that in the good old days, instead of playing with Lego toys, what the children used to do is they used to go and pachka in the ashpa. In other words, he found a garbage dump. Oh, this looks like rich and full of interesting objects and things, and they would go and up. And in the Ashbois, he typically had all types of shkotzim and shrotzim. Shrotzim meaning from the shmoyne shrotzim that we have in the Torah, which are metame. Ah, then I have to assume that this child was in the Ashba today, or yesterday, or a week ago, touched all the shrotzim and shkotzim, did not go to the mikveh in between, who goes and takes the tinnik to the mikveh, and therefore the child is tamei, and now he touched the isa, becomes tamei. Remeir metar, but he says, no, it's okay, the batzik is torn. We'll see why in a moment. The chum metam and the chum say it's tamei. Why? They should darke shel tinnik l'tapeach, a tinnik goes and plays around and touches this, that, and the other thing. And one of the things that he's going to touch is, Rashi says, shrotzim unaveiloi shebaashba. Not only shrotzim, but also neveilis. After all, they're probably goyim around. And even if they're not, you have Jewish people that have animals that unfortunately die, pagerin. What do they do with animals? And they listen, they throw it on the ashba. Okay, and now the child touched all it is, and he became tamei. So now, the Chacham's reason, it makes a lot of sense. The question is, why does the mayor hold that it's tahar? Says Yimor, because kasavar roiv tinoikos mitapchen. It's true, but in general, most children, that's what they do. They go and play around and they touch all the shrotzim and the velas in the ashba. True. Umirem mitapchen, but this is not a rule that every single tinnik goes on a regular basis to the ashba. They're bound to be children that don't go, either because their parents have enough Lego toys for them, or they have a playmates that they go to and they enjoy. Anyway, so roiv armitapeach miyat emetach. And the Isa becheskes tahara emedes. The Isa we know until now is becheskes tahara. The mother that was needing it, she was tahira, and there was no reason to suspect otherwise. So it had a cheskes tahara. Okay, so what do we do now? Says Remeir, smoich mi'uta l'chazaka, take the miyat of emetachin, go and add that to the chazaka of the cheskes tahara of the Isa, Israel Ruba, and that will override the roiv. In other words, if I only had the chazaka of the cheskes tahara and I had the roiv metapkin, then the roiv would win. But since I have also the miut, that I take the miut, I add it to the other side of the balance sheet to the chazaka with the miut overrides the roiv, and that's why he says Rameir, it's tohar. Rabbanan miut command the lesser dummy. According to the Rabbanan, when you have a roiv and a miut, by definition, the miut falls away. I have the roiv, and now all I'm left with is the ruba b'chazaka, and rubis are the roiv is stronger than the chazaka. And what does the roiv tell us? That the children are mitapeach, and therefore they became tamei. Therefore, I can assume that this isa is tamei. That's why he said v'chom mitam. Now, before we continue on, Rashi says, why, in fact, do Rameir and the Chacham disagree on whether or not the miut is still around, so I can go and be masmechit b'chazaka? Or according to Rabbana, no, the miut falls away. This is the famous Rameir l'shitase that holds Rameir is chayish l'miuta. Chayish l'miuta means, oh, even though it's a small percentage, but nevertheless, a percentage is a percentage. You can't just dismiss it out of hand. I'm chayish l'miuta. Ah, so what do I see from that? That according to Rameir, the miut bim koimoi oime, it doesn't just flee the scene in front of this big roiv that says, ah, come on, I'm a roiv, you're a miut, get out of here. No. Chayish l'miuta, it's hovering in mid-air, it's mitla toli v'koi, waiting for a moment that maybe we will reignite the sparks of that miut. And I found it. I have the case of this chazak of the Isa that was tahar. So I call over the miut. Hey, miut, you were waiting till now there at the Ezra's Noshim. Come over and join the chazaka, and now you're going to overpower the roif. Mashen kid rabbanim lishitosim that are not chayish lemiuta. So it's as if the miut was flattened and was decimated. All I have left is the roif. So I've roif against the chazaka, and therefore the ruba is adif, and that's why it's time. Okay, so that's the exciting machloekim between Rameir and the Chacham. But now, getting back to us, Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, when the Chachamim say by the case of this Isa with a child, mitamin, how far does that go? In this case, we'll be soyer of the truma. In other words, it has a status of a vadai tuma. We can rely on this roiv to tell you that it's vadai. If it's vadai, truma tameya is lisreifa. This is not the type of chazaka that would allow you to be, even though he uses the term chazaka, he really means roiv. And the Gemara is using the term roiv and chazaka kind of interchangeably. And says Rabbi Yochanan, yeah, it's true there's a roiv of children that are metamkin, I agree with you. And that's the reason why the chum are metamin. But it's still not a vadai, it still remains a safik. If it's a safik, ein zu chazak shesarfin lea truma, rather toilin loy oichlin loy sarfin. We'll take this truma, we'll put in a special cubby hole, make a big sign, nobody get close, nobody touch it, nobody eat from it, because it's a safik truma tameya, and 6 months from now, when the whole thing rots, then we will dispose of it. So, Frey Timora, Ela Eza Chazak L'Rabbi Yochan Chesaf, unless a truma, since we saw Rabbi Yochan was so tough before on the Chazakites, that he said that even you give Malkus based on a Chazakah, you give Skila and Tzreifa based on a Chazakah, shouldn't he hold the Gabi truma, that we should burn truma also based on a chazakah? Says Imara, you're right, but not in this case. There's another case where Rabbi Yochanan holds sarf and aleh es truma. I know you're all wondering, so manishtana, why here yes, why here not? We'll see in a moment. But which is that case that Rabbi Yochanan holds sarf and aleh es truma? Kidman lekalend in the Mishnah. Isa b'toich habayis, ushrotzim utzvardim metaplin chah. Here we're not talking about a tinnik, we're talking about that Shrotzim and Tzvardim were literally hopping around, and Rashi says in particular the Sharetz that we're talking about is a Tzov, which is one of the Shmoinah Shrotzim, and according to some of the English editions, exactly, a Tzov is a toad. A Tzvardeh, of course, is a frog. Frogs and toads look very, very similar. Both of them hop around and all the rest. A Tzov, being one of the Shmoinah Shrotzim, is metame upon its demise, because it's one of the Shemayna Shratzim. A Tzvardeh is not one of the Shemayna Shratzim, and therefore, as unpleasant as it may be, touching a dead frog, it's not more pleasant than touching a dead water roach, water bug, thank you, Mendy, which are also quite repugnant, at least to many of us. Nevertheless, it's not metame, assuming it's not one of the Shemayna Shratzim. Aha. So I have now this Isa, and you have the Shratzim and the Tzvardim, metaplin shah. The word metaplin over here means that they are dropping some of their evarim. Apparently these are already old or weakly or whatever, and part of their physical structure is falling to pieces. The nimzu chatichos be'isa, and I found little chatichos of what appears to be either from the tzav, from the shratzim, or from the tzvardim, from the frog. Okay, so now, if it came from the Shratza, that means that this Isa is going to be Tameh. If it came from the Tzvardeya, it's going to be Tahar. So what do I do now? Says the Mishnah, Roiv Shratzim, if all of those that were jumping around, they were six or seven Tzavs, and only two or three Tzvardim, so I have the Roiv of Shratzim, and it's Tameh. And Roiv Tzvardim, if most of those that are jumping around and are letting go of some of their Eivarim, some of their limbs around into the Isa, Roiv Tzvardim, it's Tahar. So in this case, says Rabbi Yochanan, oh, this is a roi, this is a chazaka that I would hold, sorfen aleo es hatruma. And the obvious question is, why in the previous case with the tinnik, when we had a roiv metapchen, said Rabbi Yochanan, okay, it's nakatome, but not going to be soireif. In the case of his shratzim and tzvardim, I also have a roiv metapchen there in the Isa, and here I say, it is tmeya and yonis ref is sorfen. What's the difference between the two? So Rashi says, this is like the famous discussion that you have sometimes in Shas about Ruba de Isa Kamon and a Ruba de Lesser Kamon. A Ruba de Isa Kamon is obvious, that in this room I have my Isa, and I have altogether 10 jumping critters. I add them all up. I got 7 Tzav and 3 Tzvardeya. So there's a Raiv that it was from the Tzav, that it was Tamei from the Shratim there, all dropping their Evarim here and there, and they fell into the Isa. If you have 7 Shratzim, and you have 3 or 6 and 4, whatever number you like, I have Ruba the Isa Kaman. That's strong enough, says Rabbi Yochanan, just like we said by Chazaka, same thing by Raiv, Sarfen ole es a truma. Masha ein gain. When we're talking about the children, we said that roiv of children are metapchen in the ashpa, the miyot not. Now, we don't mean necessarily the tinnik that is the one that's grabbing this botzeg. He's the only guy here in the room. There's not 5 children, 12 children, 10 children. It's just one. And this inyan of roiv tinoikis or metapchen, that means in general, of the 9 billion people that you have in the world, you have, say, a billion little babies and children. So of the billion, so 600 million go and are metapchen, 400 million are metapchen. But that's not a rubat isa kaman, that's a rubat alessa kaman. It's based on general knowledge of universal statistics, but it's not rubat isa kaman. Because of that, says Rabbi Yochanan, it's not such a strong roiv or chazaka, and therefore toilin loy oichlin v'loy sarfin. So with this, we've concluded this initial point that Rabbi Yochanan said that the chazaka of these children being koyrech achara is so strong, it's strong even for yichus, kal v'choymer, from the fact that we have the chazakis, malkin al chazakis, soiklin v'sorfin al chazakis, and here in the bottom, or even soyrif truma al chazakis, is chazaka by the shrotzim and svardim, except for the case of the isa with the ruba de lesser kaman, there, loisarfin, but leoichim loisarfin, but toil. Tani givas Rabbi Yochanan, I'll bring you Rai Taki to Rabbi Yochanan, that toilin leoichim loisarfin. Shnei dvarim in bem das lisho, vasum chacham kimmo shiyesh bem das lisho. Now, normally when it comes to hilchois tuma shrotzim, if I have a suffix, then it depends on yesh das lisho or ein das lisho. That means, is there anybody here in the room that I could ask and hopefully get an intelligent response? Even if the person doesn't know. The question, is there somebody around that I can converse with? The reason why we have this limud is because the din of Safik Tumah B'Shasarab B'Shasayachet, we learn from Saita. In the case of Saita, we can ask the woman what happened. She may not tell us the truth, but there is someone over here that can be asked. In this case over here, by the Shratzim and the Tzvardim, there's nobody you can talk to, right? The woman that was making the Issa, the baker that was making the Issa, left the room for 10 minutes, come back, and they see little droppings of either Shrotzim or Tzvardim inside the Issa. Hey, Sheretz, are you the one that lost your right limb? Hey, Tzvardim, did you lose your left limb? They're presumably not going to answer. So that's what we call Ein Behem Das Lisho. Same thing applies to the Tinnik case that we had earlier on. What was the case by the Tinnik? That we saw that the Tinnik had this Batzik B'yadai, and we say, hey Tinnik, did you recently go and be Metapeach Ba'ashba? And he doesn't give us an answer. Why? Because it's only a baby. He's not going to go and answer us, a 1-year-old, a 2-year-old. And therefore, that's what we call Ein Behem Das Lisho. So normally, when you have a situation, Ein Behem Das Lisho, says Rashi, Afilo B'rishus Hayochid Sveikoi Tohoir. Normally, when you have a suffix tumah b'rishus hayochid sveikoi tameh, but if it's ein bei das lishol, there's nobody to ask. It's not like a saita, even a shus hayochid sveikoi tohar. So therefore, l'chayr that should be the din here too. No, says the Gemara. Shnei dvarim, even though ein bem das lishol, asom chachomim kimosh yesh ben das lishol chom meira special gzeira takon, and they said, deem it as if yesh ben das lishol. And therefore, even though you only have a suffix, by the case of this tinnik, guess what? It's going to be tummy. V'oyd acheres, and there's another case as well. The tinnik called Yamarim, we just went through that. V'oyd acheres, Mayi, what's that other case? Oh, nochemul mit isa. Isa b'toich habayis, b'tarne goylim u'mashkim t'meim shah. You have 3 things. You have the isa, you have the tarne goylim, the roosters, and you have the mashkin tamei. In other words, there was a bowl full of mashkin that became tamei. And the nimtzu, and now I come back in the kitchen, and I find onto the amud beis, nekurim bi'isa, that the tana goyim had been pecking away at the isa. I see the pecking holds, no question about it. The question, however, is, before the tana goyim started pecking in the isa, did they first take a drink from the mashkin tameim? And were some of those mashkin tameim still on their beaks, so that when they were going and making the holes inside the isa, when they're pecking away, maybe the mashkin tameim also got into that isa, and now the isa is tameh. So, again, I don't know. But that's another case, says the Gemara, even though there's nobody to ask, you can ask the Tanya Goylem, they won't answer you. So it's Ein Bem Das Lishol. If it was Ein Bem Das Lishol, I should say Sveikai Tahar. No, no, but we say Sveikai Tame. What do we do with the Isa? Toilin loy oichem loy sarfin. Ah, since we said that these are two cases, a two-case club, a club of two cases, says it's Braisa, Shnei Dvorim Ein Bem Das Lishol, and the Chum made a Kimoshi Yesh Bem Das Lishol, and said that they're Tame. What are the two cases? The Tinnik case that we spoke about before, and this case now of the Pekin Tana Goylem. Since the Braisa finishes off, that by these Pekin Tana Goylem, Toilin loy oichem loy sarfin, it would make sense to say that the same thing applies to the tinnik, even though it doesn't say it expressly. But since we're putting them together, that these are the two that the Chum said, Kimosh yesh b'das lishol, so just like they said by the Nikurim, that it's only toilin, not sarfin, presumably that's the same halacha like the tinnik also. Because me'ikra din, ein bem das lishol, it should be tahar. We're being machmed. So we're machmed on the same level as the Tanya Goylem case, and therefore it's toilet. And that's why the Gemara said, Tanya Kevosin Rabbi Yochanan, I have a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan, the Taka Loi Sarfin, just toilet. Now the Gemara brings, yes.
Very quickly, just read it again. So therefore, so because we have these two cases, we see
let's step back
to assume Ke'ilu, the Ein Bem Das Lishol, and therefore the Tameim. So therefore, the same case with us where we have the Tino.
With the Butzik Biyadai.
Right.
That we also say Tameim.
Right.
The question is, how far reaching are the ramifications of that Tuma? Is it to the extent that it's Vaday Tameim? Are we going to burn it?
So here we see Tolin. Okay.
So it's messed up because Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish had a machleik as the Gam Netinik with its Tolin or actual Sarfin.
Yeah.
Right? We said Shimon and Lakish is Sarfin ala Chazak, Rabbi Yechanan ain't Sarfin.
Thank you.
No problem. Therefore, Agamor is being a riot to Rabbi Yechanan Taka Tolin, Le Oichem Le Sarfin. Good. Now we have a further elaboration. This is really not so important for the machleikis between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan, but rather, we are going to explore a little bit more about the pecking in the Issa. Right? That we said, maybe in those pecking holes, maybe there's a drop of the Mashkin Tamei. So now the question is, what was the color of the Mashkin Tamei? Reb Shimon Levi, Loishanu, when do I say that I'm assuming that this Issa became Tamei? Loishanu el b'mashkin levonim. If the Mashkin that was Tamei was white, or for that matter was translucent, like transparent, like water. Ah, so what happens now? When you see the pecking and you try to figure out, is there mashke, is no mashke, you can't tell, because it got absorbed and it's the same color as the Issa. Ava mashke madum, what happens if you're talking about a red dye, and not a red dye so much, a red wine, or you had fruit punch, which happens to have been red, and it was tamei. And Issa, the nokir, if in fact the rooster took some of that in its beak and drank it prior to its making the nakura, making the hold, made it in, and you'd be able to go and see quickly that it's all red, and by the fact that it's not red, is a raya that they didn't peck with the mashkin tameim in their beaks, and therefore it's tar. Azei yizog Rabbi Shimon Levi. That makes a lot of sense. Frank Timara, who says the dil balisenu Issa? After all, we're not talking about huge amounts of mashke getting in each one of these holds, because each one of these holds is just from the beak of the Tana goat. So maybe even though it was mashkin adumin, maybe it's in Issa. It still got absorbed after a while in the Issa, and that's why you cannot tell. So maybe you should continue having a suffix. Why do you automatically make a sharp line and say, you make a red line? And once you're saying that it's mashkin adumim, if you don't see any impression, any type of red residue, you don't have to worry about it. Maybe you do have to worry about it. Maybe the Issa absorbed it all, and that's why you don't see it. Om Rabbi Yochanan, Dov Rezesh Shoma Beribi. Beribi is a reference to Rabbi Shuvan Levi on the second line, the great Godoil. Rabbi Shuvan Levi heard this distinction between the Levonim and the Adumim. Upirusha Loi Shoma. However, he didn't hear any further commentary or elaboration. And I, says Rabbi Yechon, I'm going to elaborate a little bit more. Even in the Mashkim Adumim, you have to make a distinction between Mashkim Tzlulim and Mashkim Achurim. Lo yishona el b'mashkim Tzlulim, shebevoyesh el tinik nikr bach. When do I have to be concerned that perhaps this Issa became Tomei as a result of the pecking with mashkin, not only mashkin levan, but even mashkin adumim, that if they were tzlulim. Tzlulim means that they were clear red. It wasn't a dirty red, it was a clear red. Then, how clear is clear? The child can see his reflection in that red tinted water or juice or punch or wine or whatever. There, everybody agrees, not everybody agrees, Rabbi Yochanan says, the svara is that after the pecking of the rooster, there's a good chance, b'lesinu isa, that in fact there was mashkin tameim on his nose, on his beak, before it started pecking. And the reason why you don't see it is because the isa went and swallowed it up, it absorbed. Av mashkin machurim, if this mashkin tameim we're talking about was dirty red light, then you would have seen some residue. Because by definition, even after the mashka evaporates, but there's going to be that dirt that was in it that caused it to be so dirty and so dark and cloudy and all the rest. So that dirt should have left a residue somewhere. If I don't see it, is the chasimin that the rooster did not go and previously drink and keep the mashka tmeim in its beak before it pecked, and therefore you can assume that it's tohar after all. Okay.
There's another issue.
Yes, what's the other issue?
It's not just a matter of the color or whether it's clear or not clear, the liquid. You know, anyone who does baking, if you have any liquid at all, whether it's red or not clear or murky, whatever, it's going to change the consistency, the texture of the bread or the dough. It handles dough, it's done in your baking, so you can notice it even no matter what kind of liquid has touched it.
I'm assuming that we're talking about that the quantities were such that it would not affect the consistency. You're right, obviously, if you're going to put in a whole cup of...
You can see it on the outside skin of the dough, you would see it.
Yeah, even if it lies there for a few minutes, you wouldn't see that if it's a small... We're not talking about a teaspoon, we're talking about a tenth of a teaspoon, a little bit drop of mashkin, which is on the beak, that in the hole, so that... And since there's a hole, it's no longer on the surface, that mashke may have sunk into the bottom of the hole, and then you look into the bottom of the hole. Oh, it looks all clear to me. The reason why it looks clear is because it got absorbed into the isa. Anyway, Mitchum, one day we're going to have a science fair. We'll bring some isa, we'll bring some of the mashkin, we'll try it out, bring a couple of tarnagels. Some of you may be chicken to go and be involved in that type of enterprise. So we won't bring chickens. But your point is a good point, but presumably we're talking about such minuscule amounts that it's not going to be, you won't perceive it in the texture of the dough. Okay, on to the next mishnah. I'm sorry, what was that?
I hope we can see him there.
Yeah, exactly. Beautiful. Okay, Zukta Mishnah. This mishnah and the following gemara are pretty straightforward, and we're all familiar in general with the concepts. Zukta Mishnah. Lo yisyachad odem im shtei noshim. A person should not be misyachid in a room or a house with two women because of the iser of yichud. Aval isha achas misyachedes im shnei anashim. But one woman can be misyachid in two men. What's the difference between one man and two women and two men with one woman? So Rashi tells us immediately, and we're going to see it in the Gemara Miyat Hashem, because let's look at the Rashi in Beis Noshim, actually about 10 lines from the top. Menisha datan kala. Each one of them can easily be swayed or persuaded or seduced. One of them will not be afraid or embarrassed in front of a chavita. Both of them might agree to live with this man. And because the Isis and Kalis, if he talks to them, very nice talk, oh, we're going to be so happy together, and I'm going to give you a lot of money, and everything is going to be great, and you're so beautiful, and blah, blah, blah. Unfortunately, both of them might be persuaded to engage in illicit activity. However, if it's the other way around, if it's one woman with two men, in Beis Anoshim, she'echad boish mechaveroi, Yankel and Beryl are together, each one is going to be embarrassed to do a maises nus with this woman, so therefore you don't have to worry. By the way, the Gemara is going to say in the bottom of the Amid, we're talking about ksheirim, talking about two people that are typically kosher people. If you're talking about prutzim, people who are, lowlifes or something, that do not have that cheskes kasheris, unfortunately you cannot rely on anything. But we're assuming normal, regular fine, upscale citizens. By two men, you don't have to worry, but by two women, unfortunately, they could be persuaded. So therefore, le'isyachad odem im shnei noshim, av le'ish achad misyachedes im shnei anoshim. Reb Shimon Omer, af ish echad misyachad im shnei noshim, bizman she ishtay imoy. If his wife is with him, then you don't have to worry, because his wife is going to protect him, like it says in the Mishnah, v'yoshen imoyim bepundiki. They can all sleep together in the same inn, which presumably means even in the same room. You don't have to worry about the chas v'sholom, he's going to go from his bed to someone else's bed. His wife is there. And even if his wife is sleeping, she's going to have her ear open to chas v'sholom, possible illicit activity. So she'll be in charge, you don't have to worry. Now the Mishnah tells him, Misyachad Odom im imoy v'im bitoy. Person is allowed to be Misyachad with his own mother and his own daughter, and we're not worried that Chas v'Sholem, they're going to come to sin. Moreover, v'yoshen imoy b'kiru basa, they can even sleep together in the same bed. However, says the Mishnah, that's only when they are very young. The Megdilo, once the son or the daughter have grown older, then zu yishena b'ksusa, the zeyoshen b'ksusay. And this one sleeps, Biksusa, with her pajamas, and he sleeps with his pajamas. Then don't do it, Bikir of Basa. They're still little young kids. The Mishnah doesn't tell us. I assume the Gemara is going to tell us, and perhaps the age limit. But a kid of 1 or 2 or 3 years old, you don't have to worry that he or she is going to do something with their father or their mother. Okay, Zukti Mar. My time, why? What's the reason we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, Lo Yisyachet Odem Im Shtei Noshim? Just as a historical footnote, most Meforshim think that Tanit Ve'Elio is brises that were collected from Elio HaNavi. Elio HaNavi taught and left these following memories, and they were collected together in something known as a brisa, Tanit Ve'Elio, and you can find them in some of the shasin, in the back of, I think, towards the end of the Zikin, you have Tanit Ve'Elio. Otherwise, you can go and buy it today in Tzvarim stores. You can go and buy Tanit Ve'Elio. So most assume that was from Elio HaNavi, but others say, no, there was a Tana known as Reb Elio, and this is just a collection of braises from Reb Elio, the Tana. But regardless, what's the reason why Lo Yisyachad Odem Im Shtei Noshim? Says the Gemara, Hoyil V'Noshim Daiton Kalois Alein. Now, Daita Kalis doesn't mean that they're stupid. There are many women that are very, very bright and very sharp, and sharper and brighter than men. However, what it means, Daita Kalis, is that there is a certain level of flimsiness to their das that a stam, of course, we're talking stam, Nashim, we're not saying every lady, and that they can easily be persuaded or seduced by a man. So even though you have two women together, unfortunately, both might be convinced to engage in illicit activity, and therefore, yichud is prohibited. How do you know the whole inyan of Yichud? What's the makor from the following pasuk? Shenema ki sischa achicha ben imecha. Now this is talking about a meisis or meitiach. For those of you that have the Torah or Hashalem, ki sischa achicha ben imecha. The word meisis means to persuade someone, to seduce someone. In this case, who is doing the persuasion? That is the achicha ben imecha, or bincha, or bitcha, or eshchekecha, or reyacha. And what does he tell you? Neymar, neilcha, menav, delhim, achedim, let's go and do avodah zarah. Now, the Gemara asks an obvious question. When you're talking about a brother, normally a brother is from the same father and the same mother. Okay, you could have a half-brother. So why does the pasuk say achicha ben imecha instead of achicha ben avicha? Or just isischa achicha? What do you need the chicha ben imecha for? What's the importance of that? Says the Gemara, this is a remez liyichud. Again, shenema kisischa chicha ben imecha, v'chi ben eim mesis ben av, ein a mesis. Are you telling me only the sons, in other words, only a brother that comes from the same mother might try to persuade you to do avodah zarah, but if you had a half-brother from the same father, he's not going to be mesis? Then that's both the same. What's the difference? Eloi Malach, the reason why the Pasuk uses this expression, Achicha ben imecha, is to tell you a subtle rule, and that is, ben misyachet im imoy, a ben with the mother can get together and be misyachet. You don't have to worry about chas v'shalom coming de'aveira. V'yosel esyachet im kol ha'ra'ishim b'toira, but any other erba, is prohibited. You cannot go and be mesiachid im other rice. So if a person has, for instance, his aunt, they cannot live together in the same house, the same room, by themselves, because chas v'shalom, it can come lidei yichud, lidei tzuris. Okay, so that's a nice remez, but pasha dekrob b'maiksev, but explain to me the pasha d'pshat in the pasuk. Why does the taka say ochicha ben imecha instead of just ochicha plain or ochicha ben avicha? So I'll tell you why. Om rabbi, let me buy you kama. Let me buy you ben avdesani levi ayitzle eitzes ro'ois elafila ben aim tlisani le aim etzaisi le kamash v'lan. What the Gemara is telling us is the normal patterns of behavior among human beings. And that is when you have two brothers who have the same father, but not necessarily the same mother, there could be a bit of sibling rivalry, not only because siblings tend to go and fight with one another, but because they're thinking in their minds, we're also rivals to father's estate. If and when, chas v'shalom, their father passes away, they're going to have to split the estate, and that brother of mine, he's going to take 50%. He's not worthy of taking even 10%. I have to go and share with him the estate. And so therefore, it causes a certain amount of rift and of distrust. So therefore, you don't have to worry about if Achicha ben Avicha wants to go and give you Eitzes. You're not going to say, get out of here. You tell me all this Narishkeit. Yeah, I wish you shouldn't have been my brother in the first place. Get out of here. You're not worthy of even talking to me, blah, blah. However, the Ben Aim, you don't have that rivalry, because when it comes to the father, they're not going to go and split up the estate, because he's the same mother, but different fathers. Suzuki Mara. Nachman, Omer Bai, Lehmi Boye Kama. Lehmi Boye Ben Av, Desani Levi, Ayisle, Eitzis Reis. Not only case of Ben Av, where each one suspects the other one, because there is Sonile, there's Sina, there's hatred, enmity. Ayisle, Eitzis Reis, when he tells you to go to Avodah Zarah, that's probably a bad Eitza. Stay away. So I'm not worried about that he's going to be nisus, that he's going to be seduced or persuaded by their brother. But Al Philip Ben Aim, Tuloy Sanil, he has nothing against him. He's very friendly with him. Aim at Zaisilai, maybe I should listen. Maybe it's a good idea. Maybe this Avodah Zarah has miraculous powers, and maybe I should join it. Kamash Malon, that's why the Pasuk says, oh, Yisis Chachicha Ben Imecha, stay away. Don't get close. So that's the Pashup Shot, why it says Ben Imecha instead of Ben Avicha. But nevertheless, it's a remez for Yichud. So if you want to name a Masisa Loi Kabishol, let's go back to our Mishnah and say that our Mishnah does not stim with Abishol. Now, what does it say in our Mishnah? It says that Lo Yisyachad Odom Im Shtei Nashim. You're not going to be Misyachad. Now, I'm going to find you Abishol that says you can. Tisanya. We have Nebuch a case of a new mommy that had a baby. And the baby was Nebuch born with all different types of birth defects and birth problems. And the doctors already predicted that this is not a viable kid. And guess what happened? Koshloi Shemyoin, within 30 days of the child's birth, Nebuch the child passed away. And now we have to take the child to the cemetery. Now how do you normally take a person to the cemetery? You normally put them in a box or on a stretcher and all the rest. Koshloi Shemyoin, if you're talking about Nebuch, a baby that died within 30 days, Yoitze Bechek. Then the mommy can just hold him in her bosom, just hold him with her arm. You don't have to put into a mita, you don't have to put into any special type of apparatus. Vinikver, and you can be koiver. And you don't have to call together a minion or call together an oilam. Even one woman, two men, no problem. But not because we had in our Mishnah, you can come lidei yichud, bearing in mind that a beis hachayim typically was not in the middle of the city, is typically outside the outskirts of the city. And therefore, nobody else is around except Nebuch, the people that are lying there under the ground. So, chas v'shalom, ishech ishtei noshim, come li te'aveir. Abishalom, no, you can have a levayach ishech ishtei noshim. Why isn't he worried about yichud? So, l'choira, our mishnah is the loika abishol, because abishol says, I'm not worried about yichud, but ishech ishtei noshim. So, it's a very obvious raya, l'choira, loika abishol. Every more, no, the Rai is not so stark after all. Because I feel the tema Abishol. B'shas Aninus, Tov Yitzrei. We're talking about Nebuch, all of these people, we're assuming that these three people going to the cemetery had a shaychus with this little child that passed away. And so therefore they're probably all crying on route and on the way back. So Tov Yitzrei, you don't have to worry that they're going to come Lidei Aveir. So normally Taka Kanzain Abishol would agree. Lo Yisyachet, Odom and Shnei Noshim. But under these circumstances, Tov Yitzrei's Yitzhar is broken, and you don't have to worry. either Rabbanan disagree. Rabbanan Sami lo Rabbi Yitzchak. Yom Rabbi Yitzchak. What does it say in the pasuk? Mas Yisoinen Odom Chai Gever Al Chatoav. Now the word Yisoinen the Gemara is learning is Aninus. Afilu B'Shas Aninus Eshol Odom. Even when a person is Chas Hashem an Onay, in other words, just having lost Nebuch a precious family member. Nevertheless, Gever Al Chatoav. That Yetzihara could be miskaber and cause him to sin, Rachman Litzlan. So therefore, don't think, oh, I'm oinin, nothing to worry about. No, no, even Mishas Aninus, a Yetzihara is a Yetzihara and can attack at all times. What does Abishol do with that svar? Abishol ki ksivahu b'misrayim al midoysu ksiv. V'hochi kamar, I learned the pasuk totally differently. Mayis Oinen is referring to a person who's complaining. What is he complaining? He's saying, Rabbi Nishalelem, why have you afflicted me with X, Y, and Z? That Nebuch, I don't have Parnasa, or Nebuch, somebody in the family is nicht gesund, or Nebuch, I'm having problems with Sholem Bayis. Why are you doing that to me? So the Boi Nishlom is answering, my Yisrael al Midoiso, you shouldn't go and complain about the Midois that Hashem has given you. In other words, whatever you've been afflicted with. B'chigever al Chatov. Are you a person that's a total tzaddik? You never do a chait? Did it ever occur to you that perhaps the things that are happening to you stem from the fact that you did sins? And do you think that you have an automatically free pass to live in this world? You should be appreciative. Every morning that you wake up, you should thank Hashem that you gave me life. Who says you even deserve to live? You, just because you were born doesn't mean that you're born with a God-given present of life. It's only because Hashem allows you to live every single day. So instead of complaining about the bad things that are happening, you should be happy and thanking Hashem for the good things that are happening, that you're still alive and you're able to breathe and come and go and do mitzvahs and learn the daf, etc., etc. So that's what that my Yisoinen is coming to tell you. You are complaining against Hashem. Gever al Chatov, have you been miskaber and all your chatoim? Be happy that you're an Odom Chai. Be happy that you're alive. Anyway, so bottom line is you have no right from this pasuk, says Abishol. Now the question is, Zok de Gemara v'Rabbanon, what is the chash of the Rabbanon about the two men and the, I'm sorry, the two women and the man that were afraid that they're going to chas v'sholom come lidei aveira? Ki hu ma'isa v'hi itza t'av'uv d'vafikte. Says the Gemara, that even if the Rabbanon say, Abishol is right, tavir yitzrei, in the time of Aninus, a person's heart is broken and his Yetzirah is broken, and you don't have to worry about Yichud. However, the whole thing might be a fraud, might be a deception. And what is that? That you have a man who wishes to go and sin with two women, and he makes it, he says, oh, I have a terrible a little baby that just died, and look, I'm carrying it. You two ladies, could you come and comfort me and come out to the Beis HaChaim for the burial? It turns out this the child happens to be alive and kicking and is not dead in any respect. And the reason why he's doing this is to entrap them when nobody else is looking at the time in the Beis HaChaim. Now there's no one around. Oh! And therefore, that's the reason why, even in a case of Kol Shvoi Shem Yoyim, don't allow for this potential yichud of ish echre shtei noshim, even the tavi yitzrei, because it could lead to kehayi uvda v'afikti. There was such a story where the taka had such a maisa that they made the deception as if for the child is dead, the child was really alive, and then chulili he did masim asher lo yiyos.
The afikta is translated as
to take out.
Pardon me?
To take out.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome. Zokti Maravel Isha Achas, in our Mishnah says, Isha Achas, Shtei Anoshim is okay. Says Maravel Yudah Maravel Shono Elibik Shem. Talking about two upstanding citizens. Alva Prutzim, you're talking about the Cheshkotzim types. Afil Beis Arinami. Even if you have 10 men, they're not allowed to be Mesiachid with Isha Achas. In fact, Afil Beis Arinami, have a Maisa, and there was talking such a story, wait, Tziua Asor Bemita. The 10 people were enticed by a particular lady to go and live with her. And what did they do? They took her on a stretcher and they ran with her somewhere else, Mekimachta Pleita, and all 10 of them, Rachman Litzlan, Nebuch lived with her. So you see, by Prutzim, even 10. Omer of Yosef, I'll bring you a raya. Teida, the Mechbari Be'asar V'gam V'kshura V'le Mechsim Madodi. Sometimes you go to a building site where there's construction and there are beams over there, and you see there was this huge, large beam that can only be carried by 10 people. Where is it? What happened to it? 10 people overnight went and they stole it. Why aren't they embarrassed one of another? Yankel should be embarrassed by Beryl and Shmerel and everybody else. Well, how could it be? So you see, if you're talking about Prutzim, Loi Michsvi Adoni, not only the Gabi Gneva, but also the Gabi potential Znus. So if you want to name a Sile, let's bring you a ride as a Takechilik between Ksheirim and between Prutzim. And now we're going to bring the famous Raya from Masechta Soita. Back in Soita, we learned that when you have a suspected Zoyna, where the husband is taking her up as a soita to Yerushalayim to go and drink for the Mayim Amorim, etc., that we have to be careful that they don't en route live with one another. Because if they live with one another, then the Mayim will not be void, because it says in Pasuk, V'nika ho'ish mei ovoin, the Gemara Darshan, V'zman sho'ish menuka mei ovoin, ha'mayim boitkim, eino ish menuka mei ovoin, eino mayim boitkim. So therefore, to be on the safe side, take along two eidim. And therefore this whole going to the base of English will all be for naught. She'll drink the Mayim Amorim, it's not going to be effective because they live together. Now why does it say Shnei Tamid Chum? Just go and send two Yankels, two barrels. What's up, Tamid Chum in Shnei Al-Maloi? Oh, must be because Stam Anoshim, they might be Prutzim, and they might want to participate in living together with the woman. Not only the husband, maybe he had the other two as well. And so therefore, you have Tamid Chum, Noshim Ksheirim, you don't have this issue. So the Chayyim have a Raya to this Halacha of Ksheirim Ava Prutzim Loi. So Loi, you have no Raya. Shani Tamid Chum, the Yad in the Sriyabay. The reason why we're sending along to Tamid Chum is if we see that the husband and wife start becoming too close to one another, so the two know to give Hasra and say, Yanko, if you're going to live with your wife, you're going to be over the v'nitma, and besides that, the Mayim Marim is not going to be effective. So that's why you need Tamid Chum. But out's the inyan of this Nos Nishkarai, maybe just any two people, that would have been sufficient. We'll do another few lines. When we're talking about it in our Mishnah, that a woman can be Mesiachet with Shtei Anoshim, that's when you're in the city. If they're traveling, then you'd have to have three. Why three? What happens if you have two men together with the one lady, and one man after 6 hours says, sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I have to use the facilities. There are no facilities around. He's going to have to walk some distance to be able to urinate. During that period of time, the other remaining man is going to be with that woman. And the remaining man says to the woman, you know, until he comes back, it could take 5 or 10 minutes. In the meantime, let's do something quickly. And Chas Shalom might come the day sin. So that's why if it's Bederach, you have to have three men there. So even if one leaves temporarily for a break, you still have two men together with Lay. They Messiah, Lay the Thaka bring a Raya, again from the same case by the Sota. Why do we send two Tamid Chum? Why not just one? Because you have to have three Baderach, like Rav Yehuda Merav said. Lishonel Be'ir, Baderach, you need three. Oh, that's why you need three. Says Yimon Nishkarai, maybe even Baderach, two is enough. Hossam, the reason why you have to send along two, Kech Dehavi Alei Sa'adi, so you need to have two Eidim, even besides the Koyach of Asra that we said before. But if we want to be able to stop this process of Soita in its tracks and say, no, you can't be Mashker Mei Soita because the husband lived together with the wife, but for that you have to have two items. That's why you send along two, and you don't just send along one. Stop over here, Rabbi Yisai. Make sure to be continued tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Thank you all for joining.